We're back.
I'll start again.
No, but I'm not gonna cut it again. We can just cut it.
Start again. 1, 2, 3. Hi everyone. Welcome back to Our Synergy Podcast.
I'm here as well. It's Laura and Ginny Fears.
We never know how to start this podcast. We're actually talking about this with Laura that our podcast is so like not random. Monitored, you know, it's very much, oh, whatever, we go with the flow, we don't really have a plan, we just
sometimes I start with my sexy telephone voice, sometimes I start laughing, sometimes I say something, sometimes I sound like, I don't know, I'm ridiculous, and I'm just like, hi, I'm Laura.
Sometimes we introduce ourselves, sometimes we don't, so you know
what? Like half of the time I forget that maybe some people listening don't know who Laura's voice is or who Ginny's voice is.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, hope you will. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We're actually going to talk to you about kids. I mean, it's not sounding that bad. It's like, it's going to be a thing. No, but you know what I mean. It's not going to be like, oh, boring. We're not talking about kids for now. I think it's more talking about the debate of, should I have kids? Should I not? The whole generational thing of, I do think like a lot of Gen Z now are coming to a point where they actually ask themselves this question, do I actually want kids? I see more and more people who don't want kids. I see a lot of debates on social media of people like, I don't want kids and there's reasons why, and I'm bored of people telling me that I should have kids or that will change my mind later on and all of these things. So
yeah,
because in case you missed the news, I am
Ginny is pregnant. She's actually starting to look like really pregnant, because there was like a stage where Ginny told me like, people look at me and I'm not sure if they think that I'm fat or pregnant. But now she looks pregnant.
You know, you have this awkward stage of like, I just look, I had too much food, I'm very bloated. And I don't actually look pregnant. And it was the most difficult stage because nothing fits, but you don't actually look pregnant. And I hated it. But now I am pregnant.
And she looks pregnant.
6 months and a half.
You need for end of August. What is the date that they said?
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Okay. So end of August, she's due. So you're entering your third trimester soon. And Ginny and I have always had, I would say, mixed feelings and thoughts around whether or not we would have kids. I mean, I'm talking as if I'm your husband now.
As a partner.
Like, I mean, whether Ginny wanted kids or I want kids, like these are two different things, obviously.
Wait, I have an anecdote about things. Do you remember when we were in London and you said, yeah, I need to talk to my partner about it? And and before we were just a couple, basically.
No, it was like this. Basically, we were in London for a team building and I booked the hotels and I arrived earlier than Ginny, but the name of the hotel was in Ginny's name, which, by the way, totally not recommended, because Ginny's name in England, it's a pain. It's a very French name. I don't even know how to pronounce it for an English person to know how to write it. So it was very difficult. Anyway, I was like, oh yeah, but that's my partner's name, you know, and my partner is arriving later. And then I realized, I keep saying partner, they must think that we're a lesbian couple. I just
especially we had the same room. We were sleeping in the same room. So 100%.
So the whole week that we were there, I'm fairly sure everyone thought we were a lesbian couple, but I obviously meant business partner, but I don't know.
In your head made sense, but in reality, less sense.
But actually the worst, okay, sorry, then we're going to jump in. The worst anecdote that I still have on that is that last summer when Ginny got married, like 2 weeks before that, my brother got married. And I remember making an Instagram story and saying, yeah, I have like when I'm going to the weddings, there's Ginny's and my brother's wedding. And I got DMs of people thinking that you were marrying my brother. And I was like, oh, no, I meant there's Ginny's wedding, and then there's a separate my brother's wedding. You know, like, I mean, we're not that close either, guys. Like, Ginny's not suddenly my sister-in-law as well.
But your brother's having a baby as well anytime soon now.
Literally, like, I mean, she's due for like within the next week. So I'm going to be an auntie and a godmother very, very, very soon.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I am pregnant, but yeah, like Laura said, it's not for me, and we can talk about this with you, Laura, as well, but for me, it was never like, I want kids. Like, this is my life purpose. I know I want kids. And my sisters were like that. Like, my sister, especially one of them, she got pregnant when she was 20, and it was like, yeah, I'm going to keep it. And, you know, I want kids. I always wanted kids. My second sister always told me that, yeah, she had this desire at some point and she couldn't shake it off. Like, she wanted a baby, you know, and it was really big. And it's like that kind of like, in French, we have a saying for this. I don't really know in English, but, you know, like your little clock inside, and it's like, yeah, I need
a biological clock or whatever.
Yeah, you know, and I need a baby, and I need a baby now. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it will come, you know, maybe past 30 years, I will have this huge desire. And, you know, I had a lot of friends who, actually not my friends, but I had a lot of colleagues that say, you would see a baby and we get so excited.
This is so Ginny. Actually, not my friends.
No, because
to be Ginny's friend, you need to do some stuff. Like, otherwise, you're a colleague.
But like, my actual friends are not actually that into babies either, but my colleagues were. And I was like, yeah, it's a baby art. Whatever, you know, I was not getting a bit, like, I think it's broody, the word, like, you know, kind of like giggly around babies or whatever. Yeah. So,
and also maybe for a reference, like, important to know, like, you know, your age and stuff, because like Ginny and I have an age difference, and I know people listening might not always be aware of our ages. So like, I'm 28, Ginny. Yeah, I had to think about that one because every year there's an extra year, you know.
Every year I'm getting older. And yeah, Ginny, I'm 34.
Yeah, so, yeah, so far. Yeah, wow, we're at that awkward stage where you're 6 years older than me.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, if you want.
Like, for a few months. No, but you know what I mean? Like, I was going to say 33, but yeah, you're 34.
Yeah, I am actually 34. But yeah, I never felt that way. And I even remember when I was probably around 28, actually your age, Laura, I thought I was pregnant. But again, you know, I'm with the same person for almost 10 years now, 10 years in September. So yeah. It's not like it would have been an issue. You know, I was 28 years old, we had a situation and whatever, but I was so scared. And I did this pregnancy test and it was negative, and I literally cried of joy. Like, I was like, thank God I am not pregnant. I was not ready for a baby, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not ready. Like, my dog is already a bigger commitment than I felt ready for. So
exactly. But it's like, my sister was, oh, you were not even disappointed. But like, you joking? I was thrilled. I was thrilled I was not pregnant. And then it made me think. I was okay, 28 is usually the time that, you know, my sister started to really think about babies. My second sister had babies, she was 30, so, and she was already thinking about it at late 20s. So I was like, okay, maybe do I even want kids, you know? Is that something that I want? And I think, you know, and I don't know, I hope I'm not gonna trigger anyone. If you're triggered, maybe just switch off. But I, you know, I was going to work and I would have all these colleagues who had kids, and they would just come to work and complain about the kids. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, but is it worth it? Because you come every morning and you're like, oh, this one did that. And oh, I didn't sleep last night. And you were sick all night. And no. And I was like, did you actually enjoy
spending time? It's like being a parent. Yeah.
And I think it's all of that. It made me think, like, I don't want to lose myself. I don't want to lose the person that I am and the freedom that I have. And
yeah, I can relate to that. Like, I feel like there's very little examples that I can look up to of parents that are the life that I would like to have. So meaning parents that still obviously love their children, spend time with their children, but also don't lose themselves in it. Like, still go after still their own dreams to some extent, still enjoy maybe some freedom. You know what I mean? Like, it's sometimes a bit difficult to find those examples. And I think the generations are changing, and, you know, my parents are very different than I'm guessing I would be as a parent. But yeah, I grew up with seeing my parents as like sort of the reference. And for example, my family life, my parents, they did everything for me. Like, they really lived to be mom and dad. Yeah. And it's so impressive. And I'm so grateful and, you know, fortunate that my parents did so much for me. But it also puts indirectly, and that's just my situation, this stress on me of like, oh my God, do I want to be a parent? Because I'm not sure if I'm willing to do like life like that, the way they did. Like, and that is just the examples that you grew up with as well, right? Like, I think that's changing now. And Ginny, you're here to change that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm just here to talk about this because I see so many people talking about it on social media. Like, I don't know if I want kids. You know, I think it's great if you know, if you're like, I want or I don't want. Clearly, this is not for me. You know, I have friends like, no, this is not for me. I don't want kids. Great. But I was really in this limbo of like, I'm not sure. I'm scared to regret it later, to have kids and to not have kids, you know. Mm-hmm. I was not sure at all. And I think, like you said, Laura, I think you see a lot of people obviously would sacrifice themselves. And for me, the vision that I had was like a lot of my colleagues is like, you know, they rush, you know, in England, they call it the school rush. Is it like that?
I don't know that one.
I think it's like that. I'm not 100% is exactly this term, but it's basically meaning, you know, you're rushing in the morning to take them to school.
School run, rush.
Basically, yeah. Same thing for me. School rush. Same thing for me, you know? And, you know, you see them and they're sweating and like, yeah, and, you know, they have to accommodate with work because most of the time people who have kids, they come to work only at 10 past nine or something, you know?
Yeah.
And they have to, it's so much organization. I was like, damn, like just having to post something at the post office is stressing me out. Having to drop my kids off school, like, would feel like a nightmare to me. So I was really like seeing that. And then they would just come back from work and, you know,
I mean, so much respect, right, for the parents doing that.
Oh, but my gosh, yes. But like, I was like, yeah, you know,
I can't do that.
I can't finish work, which gave me a massive headache, and then look after the kids, you know, like give them the snack or whatever, and then bath, like dinner, bath, you know, put to bed, and then you have maybe an hour, if even, to just relax, and that's even when the kids are a little bit older, and just kind of like feeling like your life is, you know, like that within 10 years, and you haven't seen anything of it, and you haven't really properly enjoyed it, and obviously it cost a lot of money, and your holidays are not the same, and every weekend's around the kids, obviously, I mean, that's especially the schema in England, activities are around the kids on the weekend, you know, it's not for you, it's for the kids, and a part of it is like, yeah, but you wanted kids, so you enjoy having your kids around, and a lot of that, so it's, you know, it's all that thing of like, what is the balance between my needs and my kids' needs, and
yeah,
my want to raise my kids as well, it's like,
yeah.
But yeah, the shame of that, like the vision I had of it was not great, basically. Let's put it that way. And yeah, I started to question it.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, I also wanted to mention, like, I literally got a DM a few weeks ago, and I know I sent it to you as well, Ginny, about someone literally saying to us, like, I'm not sure if I want children because I'm not sure if I can give up my freedom that like that. And I'm getting to an age where, you know, I need to decide. So, you know, I hope that us talking about it, it's not like we have all the answers, but us talking about it makes you feel heard, because I know like the generations are changing a lot. And I think people now are indeed very consciously looking at, let's say, other generations or even our own generation and seeing how they parent. And they're like, oh, do I want that or not? And I feel like for you, what changed a lot was the business, right? Like that changed your whole mindset around it.
So there's two things, basically. So I was questioning massively, and, you know, my husband was questioning it massively as well, because he felt the same way, which is good, you know, as well, if you feel the same way as your partner, obviously. And then I actually had a colleague that was a bit different. She had a great relationship with her husband. She was still taking time with her husband. She had two kids, but like, she still had a social life. She was still going out with her girlfriends. She was still going on holiday just with her girlfriends. Like, she had a great, like, work-life balance and children-life balance, you know, social life and all of that. And I started to be like, oh, okay, maybe that's not all, like, you know, your life doesn't have to stop when you have kids. So already that made me feel a bit better. But I still feel today that if I didn't have my business, I wouldn't have had kids. Because I didn't want to stop my career altogether, because my friend, I mean, my colleague who was having a bit more work-life balance, she was only working 15 hours or 20 hours a week. Like, she was working part-time. So already, you know, it's not like you can have a career. It was more like making money, because otherwise, you know, she wouldn't have enough money to cover the bills. But it wasn't like a career. Her job wasn't exciting by any means. It was okay, you know? And I didn't want that. I didn't want to work just for paying the bills and stuff like that. So I wasn't willing to do that. But at the same time, I liked, you know, the balance that she had and all of that. So I felt like if I still had a 9-to-5 and I'm still working in corporate, I don't think I would have had kids, because I wouldn't have enjoyed this rush, basically, and feeling like my life's passing by and I just rush constantly. And yes, and I had my business, and I actually really, really was focused on that. If I'm going to have kids, I need to have a business that gives me more freedom. And then eventually, you know, I turned actually 31 and I was like, okay, that's the age of, you know, you need to start thinking about kids, because obviously, you know, and again, we can debate about this forever, but it might be better for my body, you know, to not wait too long. I wish I had done sooner for my body, but I was like, okay, I need to think about it. I need to decide. I need to start doing something. And I think that helped me as well push, like, you know, to do put myself out there and launch this business, because I'm 31. If I want kids, I need to have a business. So I need to do it now.
You were like, work. Ginny will get her shit together now.
Yeah. So
think of a future, some compromises and some sacrifices for a better future.
So I opened the business, and obviously the first year of your business is always going to be tricky. You know, it's a tough year. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to make things, you know, work on automation or work a little bit more smoother. Sometimes it can take more years depending on the business that you have. But if you're for our business, a year is usually the norm.
And also, sorry to jump in, but like also speaking of, we know that we have some clients or people following us that are already moms. And then, you know, they have a hard time focusing on their business in the beginning because they're like, yeah, but I have a job and I have children and all of that. And that is so much. I like, obviously, I can't even imagine being in that situation. But I would also say, like, it's a sacrifice in the short term to have a better life in the long term. So you could, for example, say, okay, I'm now going to spend 1 year, indeed, maybe sacrificing some time, maybe in your job, in your kids. Like, I don't even know how you, of course, divide your time, but there needs to be then some time, of course, allocated towards getting this business off the ground. And that first year is quite labor intensive, as in you're going to have to put in the time and energy. But once that business is off the ground, you don't need to work that much anymore, especially if you're looking at a type of business like ours that is a bit more focused around passive income or, you know, very online sort of automated. Then you could literally, like us, work 1 hour, 2 hour days and make way more than you probably made in corporate. And the rest of the time, you can spend it with your family. You can spend it on your own projects, like whatever, right? So it's a short-term sacrifice. And I understand that it might be super difficult, but if you do make it happen, imagine how amazing your life is after that and how much more time you can spend with your family then.
I think it's really that. It's, you're going to have to sacrifice some things at some point anyway, whatever that might be. I think for me, obviously, you know, I didn't have to sacrifice as much. I already didn't have kids yet or anything. So it was more like, you know, just sacrifice my life for a year, you know, more like the social part of it, or, you know, going on holidays or anything like that for years. It was a bit more tricky. In any case, it was COVID, so it's not like we could go anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, now I feel so much more relaxed around it. You know, it's like, okay, this baby's coming. We don't have any plans for, you know, a nanny or anything like that, because we're actually moving to France towards the end of the year, beginning of next year. So we can't really plan. We don't really know exactly what we're going to be in France. So it's not like we have a nanny situation or crèche or, you know, like some sort of a person's going to look after the kids after. I don't have to think about how much time off I need, like if I'm going to get paid and stuff like that. Like the business is going to run behind the scene. So yes, I'm going to take some time off, but I don't even need to take that much time off because my job doesn't require that much time, you know, like Laura said, 1-2 hours a day, that's plenty already. So, you know, and my husband also has his own job, so his own
business.
So he's more flexible as well. So obviously that helps. So it means that we're both flexible. So we're both going to share the, you know, looking after the baby and all of that. And obviously we want a solution in the future where we're going to have someone helping. But in the meantime, it's not like we're not worried about it or anything.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I don't have kids yet. Maybe I'm going to be like, in 6 months' time, what the hell? No one told me how hard it was, you know? And I'm prepared to be like, it's going to be hard, but I'm not too worried about, like, you know, I can take
time.
A week to
live. I think it's more the business won't be an issue. Like, it's like, that is what is a peace of mind, as in, you don't have to sacrifice your big business career dreams in order to still also be present for your children.
I have everything with this business. I have the freedom, I have the money. So it's like, I can actually, you know, again, like having a baby costs a fucking ton of money. You know, we were, and you know, I'm a tech person. So I'm looking at the latest tech things. Like I've looked at this baby bed thing that costs £1,000. And, you know, I would have never been able to afford that before. I would have been like, well, it's either the pram or the bed. it's like, whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, well, actually, if it's good, I might buy it because, yeah, it's fine. Like, I can financially. So I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to worry about the freedom. I don't have to worry about how am I going to raise my kids, because I know I'm going to have enough time to find social life, my life with my husband, and the life with the kids. So I'm going to be able to handle all of that while having a business, while feeling, you know, like I'm accomplishing something for myself and making money on the side. So yeah, it feels much more free than I would have ever been while having a 9-to-5. And I feel much more like relaxed about it. It's not like I have to stress of like, oh my God, I need to find, you know, someone to look after baby when I go back to work, and how I'm going to handle it. I'm going to be knackered after work, and I'm going to have to look after baby. And if I have, like, if the baby, even at 6 months old or 9 months old, doesn't sleep, how am I going to go to work the next day? If the baby doesn't sleep, it's fine. I get some rest the next day, you know.
I mean, she's terrible at napping, guys. Jeannie cannot nap, so that's the only struggle. But the business will at least not be an issue.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can rest, you know. It's not like
exactly.
Go to work. I can just be chill with the baby and, like, go for walks or something, you know.
I think the financial and the time freedom that the business gives you is like such a big game changer. Like, location obviously is still another story. That's, you know when you have kids, it's not like you're gonna move house every, you know, or country every half a year. I mean, when they're really young maybe, but you know, once they go to kid, that's another story. But it's such a peace of mind to not have to worry about at least the financial and the time part of things.
Yeah, I mean, I feel much more relaxed about it, and I feel like it really helped taking my decision around it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I need to talk about it for hours, but I think the purpose of this podcast was just to show you that if you're hesitating, you're not alone. And I think the thing that I want to say is it doesn't have to be a strong yes to have kids. As in, I hear that quite a lot. It's like, I see some people saying, yeah, for me, it was not like a hell yeah to have kids, so I'm not going to have kids. And it was never for me a hell yeah to have kids. I never felt like that. When we tried for kids, so we started trying November last year, I wasn't like, we so ready, let's do this, I'm so excited. During my pregnancy, like especially the first trimester, I started to feel like, do I regret this? Like, especially when you're so freaking sick. I was like, did I do the right choice? My husband was a bit more chilled about it, but I wasn't. I was freaking out. And I think that's, again, I don't want to say normal, but I think it's in a way kind of normal. I have a friend who's now pregnant and she's feeling the same way. It was never, hell yes, I'm ready, let's do this. She knows she wants to. She knows she might regret it, but it's not like a strong yes. And I think that's,
it will become a strong yes when you have the children.
I think it's like that. I'm not going to tell you, oh, don't worry, have kids. You'll be fine after.
I mean, we're also not here to promote having kids because, like, we are the first to understand people making the decision not to have kids. Like, I don't even know, for example, if I want to have kids. Like, I'm still in that limbo. I'm also, I would say young. I know in some cultures, people would already have kids at my age, but like for me, I'm like, I have time, I'll figure it out. But right now I'm actually leaning towards not having kids because I struggle with location freedom. And I know that that's something that I would have to then think about. But like, just to say, we're not here to promote that, but we are here to say that there are options. There are options for you to have, there are more options now than I would say our parents had. And I think that is such a gift. Like, you can today have your own business, have, you know, more time freedom, build life a bit more on your own terms that make it a bit easier to make these difficult decisions, like, oh, whether or not I want kids. And you don't have to fully sacrifice maybe, you know, your career or, you know, things like that. And I think that is what is such a motivation and such an empowering thing to think about. And also hopefully a motivation for you if that is something that you value, to maybe indeed get that project off the ground, make it happen, you know, invest and make some sacrifices just for the long term of like your own happiness, your family's happiness, whatever you decide.
It's about understanding the reason why you wouldn't want kids. And if those are solvable, as in, I feel like I wouldn't have enough time, I feel like I wouldn't have enough money, or these kind of things. If they're solvable, then, you know, there's solutions for it. Because for me, it was more that. Also, you know, I don't think I would have wanted kids if it wasn't for the person that I am with. if I was single first of all, I would have not want kids. And probably if I was with someone who was a bit different, maybe I wouldn't want kids. Like, I'm not interested in motherhood per se. I'm interested in family, you know, as in the family with my husband, you know, the family that we can create together. So I never felt like really strong about motherhood and stuff like that. And I don't know if it's going to trigger some people saying, well, you should not have kids or whatever. But I think I know some people feeling the same way as me. I have friends exactly like me. And I think it's just good to hear another story of like, no, I wasn't ready for kids. I wasn't like, hell yeah for kids. Even during the pregnancy, I wasn't like that. Now, like, you know, you feel the baby kick and all of that, it feels more real. And it's like, you know, okay, I'm going to say it because some people are going to be like, what the hell? But I almost see it a bit like a pet, you know?
As in, oh my God, Jimmy! Oh,
listen, I'm going somewhere with it. As in, when you're about to take a pet, you're like, do I really want a pet? You know, my life's going to be more complicated with a pet. Like, do I really want this? It's going to be more difficult and all of that. So you have all this worry and it's completely normal. And they're not saying that you should have a pet, but saying that, yeah, kind of, it is normal. And when the pet is there, you're like, actually, I can handle my life. You know, I find a way. My life has changed. Obviously, not the same way as kids. Far from it. But you know, you're so happy to have this pet. You're so happy with the life, everything that it brings you, and all of them saying that we're watching my little cat.
Yeah, so cute.
But you know, I obviously it's not the same, but in a way, you know, it can be similar, as in you're freaking out, it's completely normal, but also there are solutions. And if you can make your life easier and better by, you know, having a bit more financial freedom and a bit more freedom per se, you know, there's solutions for it as well.
Yeah, and I think it's nice that, you know, there are these changes in people's careers, because it's also going to help the generations to come to look differently at family life and, you know, becoming a mom, becoming a dad, and the flexibility. And it's so much more dynamic. And I do think that's interesting. Like for me personally, like I'm so excited for Ginny and my brother to become like parents. And like, I mean, obviously my brother and his wife.
It sounded like we're going in kids.
just FYI, two different couples. So Ginny and Craig, and then my brother and his wife.
Yeah, we got married at the same time. Like,
you got married and had children at the same time.
And the children, like 4 months different or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are also closer in age, so it makes sense. But anyway, so I was going to say, I am actually personally super excited, because I know how Ginny looks at, you know, having a baby is a little bit more aligned also with how I always, like, I am not sure, like, I'm still doubting. So I feel a bit understood seeing Ginny's journey, because I'm like, okay, let's see how she does this. It will help me.
I'll tell you. Look, example.
Yeah, please, Ginny.
Do you want my baby? I'll give it
like
to you.
Like a year from now, Ginny's going to be like, nah, don't do it. No, probably not. I'm joking. But yeah, it's just nice to be able to see those new examples being set. And I'm sure there are, like, maybe you grew up with better, you know, I mean, better examples. It's not like better or worse, not at all, but it's just like newer, more modern examples of like different, that flexibility in your career and time and all of that, that just honestly, like a few generations ago, wasn't as common. And, you know, businesses weren't like that, weren't like remote working and all that kind of stuff. So things are changing for the better, for sure. And yeah, I'm excited to see how that's going to like impact family life and, you know, help you decide whether or not you want children.
I mean, I'll tell you in 6 months time how everything is, or in a year time. But yeah, again, it's not a podcast to promote having children. If you're hesitating, yeah, go for it and stuff like that. Far from it. I mean, it's such a difficult decision that no one else can take for you. And I think it's just to show you, I was hesitating as well. I decided to go for it. This is just my story, and you might, you know, relate to that story. I also completely understand the people, you know, who decide to not have kids. And again, if I didn't have my business and if I didn't have probably my husband, I wouldn't want kids. Like, I would want more like a freedom, completely freedom life kind of thing.
And I think that's what's interesting, right? So it's just always nice to hear people's stories. And I think a lot of this topic is very taboo for people, because obviously, you know, once you're a parent, you love your children. So you would not even like maybe express some of the things that we're expressing here. So we're aware that this is maybe a very triggering episode for some people to listen to. But just keep in mind, it's just some personal thoughts. And in this case, also a bit like Ginny's journey now of, you know, being pregnant and becoming a mom like soon. that hopefully can give you some insights. And I mean, we prefer talking about it. If it's helpful to only one person, it's already worth it. And I know that I literally got DMs about it, which is funny because I talk about Instagram on Instagram. So if people are messaging me, like, I don't exactly look like a motherly figure on Instagram, I think, about whether or not I want kids and to help them with that decision. I am hoping that some of the people listening can relate, or, I don't know, just feel understood in some way.
Yeah, so this is it, really.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. And I don't feel like we say this enough, but if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to like rate it, of course, but also don't hesitate to DM us or talk about it in your stories or whatever feels comfortable. But we would love to hear from you. If you have any ideas of things that you should think we should talk about, also feel free to send us. We're always happy to hear from you. And as always, please know that there's more to learn from us, completely not related to this topic, but about Instagram and, you know, making sure that you grow your Instagram, grow your business, attract ideal clients like magnets. In our free masterclass, it'll be a great introduction to learn more about our content strategy for Instagram. And you'll also learn more about IGA, which is our online course, our online program, where you can also then obviously get to the next level if you're interested in that. So yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.